Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love to you all. This is Trina Kirkland, the host of the wonderful podcast, Talk Up with Trina. I hope everyone is off to a good day, having a good evening, enjoyed a good midday meal or a nap or sleep, whatever time it is, whatever you're doing. From my heart to yours, I pray that you are enjoying it. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, I was on Sunday and I got a chance to do some Sunday tunes, but I did not share any of the things that I wanted to share because some other things came up. One of my residents who had been sick lately, I did an interview with her a while back. I think it was back in September, right before her birthday, and no, it was right after her birthday. So we had been talking about her birthday and her birthday party and things like that. But I was her delegating nurse, and I went to see her. It was supposed to be every month, 45 days, but I was there like every 2 weeks sometime. And in the end, I was there every week. But anyway, Miss Elizabeth transitioned over yesterday, so I spent some time with her, and then last night I had my fourth shift as a text crisis counselor, so I've been quite busy, and I thought I'd just keep you updated on the happenings of Trina. With that being said, I would like to share my interview that I did with Miss Elizabeth. Miss Elizabeth was my 100-year-old resident. She was very dear to me, not only a resident, but a friend as well. And I'd like to give a big shout out to the staff at Angelic Care Assisted Living here in Baltimore, Maryland, for the wonderful job that they did with her while she was up and about and doing her thing. And additionally, when she became ill a few weeks ago and got put on hospice, they did a wonderful job with her, and I just want to give them a shout out. Kim and Lisa, y'all did a wonderful job. But anyway, please stay tuned for my tribute to Miss Elizabeth. I'll be playing some of her favorite songs, and Miss Elizabeth was a Christian, so there'll be some songs, and I'm going to play her interview, and then I'm going to play some things that maybe make me think about her. I got so much from her in the year that we were acquainted. I just felt like she was such a blessing to my life, and we all know about blessings and when people are blessings to you. Just from being there and feeling her spirit as I was in, and I'm so glad that I got a chance. They called and told me that she was not doing well yesterday, so I said, okay, I'm going to go over there tomorrow, which was today. And then I said, then something just kept at me to go today. And so I went over there. I spent about 2 hours with her singing. She tried to open up her eyes and look at me, but she knew I was there, and we were singing. And while I was there, it just felt like such a holy place that I just felt the presence of God. And so I left, and then a few hours later, they called and told me she had expired. And at the moment that I received the message, the sun was leaving. It was going away, setting for the day. It was getting dark, and the clouds just opened up and let that sun peep through just for about a minute. And it was well with me, because I know that she was a good person and that she was welcomed with open arms by the angels of the Lord. So thank you so much for listening in, and please stay tuned for my tribute to Miss Elizabeth.
Happy Sunday evening, everyone. It's time for Talk Up with Trina, and this is your host, Trina Kirkland, broadcasting to you live from Edgewood, Maryland on Anchor FM Radio. I first want to continue to encourage you to download the Anchor app, where you'll be able to enjoy all of the episodes, all of the segments, and listen to them on demand. Meaning, whenever you want to, if you're in your car, you can plug it up and say, let me listen to Talk Up with Trina, and you can enjoy it that way and share it with your friends. Also, I do want to hear from you. And by downloading the app, you'll have the ability to call in and make comments and request. Send me some topics or something you want me to talk about. I'll give you some shout outs on the station. And after what I'm going to talk about tonight, you might want to call in because I am going to make a request after I talk about my centennial. I did have the opportunity yesterday, this is what I want to talk about tonight, to talk to a centennial. And that means someone who is 100 years of age. Well, actually, her birthday is today, Sunday, October the 22nd, and she is 100 years old today. So yesterday I just asked her, I said, well, I wanted some advice on what it takes to live a long time. And she gave me some good things, a lot of stuff that I would like to share with you, but I will do so on an interview around Christmas time when we were talking about families and such and the meaning of family. But what she did say to me yesterday that I want to talk about today is that you have to treat people nice. If you want to live a long time, you have to be good to people. And she said that you can't treat people bad just because they treat you bad. Because she said that caused you to have a lot of envy and stuff in your heart, which doesn't allow you to live a long time. So I just wanted to think on that and wanted to wish her a happy birthday. I'm not going to call her name because I did tell her that I was going to share any of her information, but I will call her Aunt M. So I wanted to say happy 100th birthday, Aunt M. It was great talking to you yesterday, and I really hope that I get the opportunity to come back and interview you so I can share it with my listeners. And to my listeners, what questions might you have for a centennial? Do you have any questions? Download the app and just call in and say happy birthday to her and give her a birthday shout out. We'll appreciate that, and I will share all of that with her. So when I do an evening broadcast, I like to end with a countdown. So my favorite number, my lucky number, is 7. So we're going to count down number 7. And that it's a relaxing countdown. So number 7, let's just think about how great it's going to be when we finally get to get in bed tonight. I've had that thought on my mind for quite a few hours here, so that's a relaxing thought for me, and I hope that it is for you as well. So countdown number 6, let's just relax. Take a couple of deep breaths and blow them out. Good, yes, let's relax. And now we're going to let our senses take over as we get to countdown number 5. We're going to smell the flowers, the roses, the fresh linen, the clean linen, the fruit, whatever smells good to you. Smell it. Inhale it. Countdown number 4. Let's hear the waterfall. Hear the raindrops. Yes. Feel the raindrops as they drop on your face. Yes. Countdown number 4. Let those senses get to work. Countdown number 3. Let's think on the goodness of God and thank Him for His grace and His mercies daily, minute by minute. Countdown number 2. Let's just stretch our necks. Roll that neck a couple of times. Let's say 2, maybe 3. Stretch it out, relax. Countdown number 1. Let us wish each other well for this week. Keep each other in prayer. And until the next broadcast, this is Trina Kirkland, your host of Talk Up with Trina. Good night, Anchor FM Radio listeners. Welcome back. Just thought I'd jump on right here doing my tribute to Miss Elizabeth, who is AKA Aunt M,
And this is a podcast that the previous podcast was one that I had recorded back in October when I first started here on Anchor. And I was talking about her birthday and some things that she had shared with me. So I pray that you all enjoyed that. And now stay tuned for the continued tribute to one of my favorite people, Miss Elizabeth, who has transitioned on to be with God. Thank you for listening and stay tuned. Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love. Welcome back to Talk Up with Trina. I have an update about my tribute episode. I'm sorry if you hear any ambient noises in the background. I am sitting out in the car waiting for an appointment. But back to the podcast information. I was attempting to play our interview that I had with Miss Elizabeth back on December the 5th. If you go into my episodes, you can see it, but evidently no one can hear it. I can't hear it, and I've asked a couple of other people to try to listen, and they couldn't hear it either. So I have reached out to Anchor to see if I can retrieve that episode. I really would like to have it. It would be definitely hurtful to me if I can't retrieve that. That is our interview, our time, and it was awesome. So I will keep you updated when I hear back from Anchor. But in the meantime, all is well. I will be going to a class after my therapy, but it's only for about an hour class, and it's online, so I have something that I needed to do online. But I will be finishing up my reading of the Secrets of the Vine devotional next week. I know I think I said that last week, but some things came up. So just keep me accountable, and I'm going to try to stay accountable. But I would definitely like to finish that up next week. We only have the 7 days left, so I will get that done. So I hope you enjoy, and stay tuned for more information about my lost episode. If anybody out there can help me, I'd appreciate that as well. Thanks again for listening. This is Trina, chilling in the car, waiting for my therapy appointment.